This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. British military experts say with Mariupol largely under Russian control, Moscow is now likely to redeploy some of its troops. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The defense ministry says now with the number of defenders left holed up in the Mariupol steel factory dwindling, Russian commanders will be coming under increasing pressure to reallocate troops to bolster their offensive in eastern Ukraine. Moscow says more than 1,700 defenders at the steel plant have surrendered since Monday, the likely final stage in the nearly three-month siege of the now pulverized port city. In Mariupol, an unknown number of defenders remain in the plant, which is the last bastion of Ukrainian resistance in the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Russian army said Friday it had totally liberated the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol after the last Ukrainian soldiers inside surrendered. Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konoshenkov said the final 531 fighters at the plant gave themselves up to Russian forces. That news has not been independently confirmed. And Russia stepped up its assault on eastern Ukraine on Friday using artillery, rocket launchers, and aircraft to pound the regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, destroying houses in residential districts and killing a number of civilians. This comes from a Ukrainian civilian as well as several military officials. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described the conditions in the Donbas region, which includes Luhansk and Donetsk, as hell. He said the region had been completely destroyed by Russia's invasion. He accused Russian forces of attempting to kill as many Ukrainians and do as much damage as possible. Russian President Vladimir Putin is focused on Donbas now after his